Perhaps it is good to have a beautiful mind, but an even greater gift is to discover a beautiful heart.
At the Oscars this year, A Beautiful Mind showed that there's virtually a math fad going on in pop culture, which is weird because individually you might be inclined to say that math is boring. But culturally, we seem to love what math seems to do. Think of the geometric fantasies of M.C. Escher's pictures or the fantastical curves in Frank Gehry's buildings, which would be impossible without computers grinding through algorithms and millions of calculations. Math is pretty much every artist's tool for counting out a beat or focusing a lens. It's often a metaphor for purity, for complexity, or for enigma. My guest today is Danica McKellar. She's best known for her role as Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years, but that was a decade ago. And in the last decade or so, Danica has directed an independent film and continued to act. And she graduated from UCLA with a degree in mathematics, which brings her here today. She even has a theorem named after her. Danica McKellar, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you very much.
Now, why did you take what strikes me anyway as a sort of detour into mathematics?
You know, I didn't plan on it. When I was in high school, I always did like math. I always seemed to gravitate towards it. But my career was acting. And when I went to UCLA, in fact, the reason I went there was because I wanted to be a film major. But when I got there, you don't actually begin your film school studies until your junior year. So the first couple of years, you're just taking normal classes. And I kind of missed math. And so I started taking some math classes. And the first math class that I took was a calculus course. And I somehow did really well in all these classes. And I just loved it. So I kept taking the classes. And I was encouraged to be a math major. And I actually got the opportunity to co-author a math research paper with another student and my professor, Lincoln Shays at UCLA. And we wrote a paper in the area of statistical mechanics and proved the new theorem. And, you know, the thing about research is that you don't know when you're trying to prove a theorem if it's going to be true or not. So you might be wasting your whole year on something that is never going to be able to be published because it won't be true. And we got lucky. And after lots and lots of hard work, I mean, 12-hour days, 5 days a week for months and months at a time, we ended up solving it.
Now, you went from being this, being an actress, an actor, and a child star to this incredibly, seemingly different pursuit of math in college. Was that did it require your brain to just sort of reset itself, and how you spent your time must have been so radically different?
Oh, yes. Well, I was always very much a student, though, on the set. You know, when you're acting as a child, you have 3 hours of allotted time for school. For school time on the set. And I used to spend much more time than that. And I would always be in the schoolroom trailer studying while all the other kids were like goofing off. I would sit there. I was very serious.
Just like your character.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Pretty much. Actually, I was worse.
Really?
I've always been a nerd. And when I say that with you know, affection and lightheartedness, I don't really think of a nerd as a bad thing. I think of a nerd as somebody who loves to study and loves to learn stuff. And I think there's nothing wrong with that at all.
You say you did this theorem, you solved this theorem with collaborators, but isn't mathematics, generally speaking, a much more lonely pursuit than, say, making television or films?
The thing that's so isolating about math is that people that you care about in your everyday life don't really have the patience or the knowledge to listen mm-hmm. to anything that you're thinking about. And when you're doing math, at least when I was doing math, and this is pretty typical, you become completely immersed in it, completely. When you're doing research, you don't think about anything else. You have to be that inside of it in order to discover something new about it. So, and that's why the stereotype of the absent-minded professor bumping into things, that was me for a while. It really was. My mom used to comment on it, that I would just totally space out and not even be in the room. And I remember going to parties and hoping to find a physicist or something, you know, like somebody who might have something really cool and scientific to talk about or who might listen to what I'm thinking about, because your interests become so different from most people. And it turned out that I wasn't able to share what I was feeling passionate about with anybody who I cared about. And that was difficult for me.
In plays like Proof, which is about mathematicians, and in movies like A Beautiful Mind, people talk about the elegance and the beauty of mathematics. And in those works, they seldom really give an idea of what that beauty is. Is there, do you find, as somebody who is a filmmaker as well as a mathematician, there's really what we know as beauty in math?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, in fact, the reason why I like math so much versus chemistry or physics and biology, and I do like those, but those are sciences that human beings have used to try to describe the world around them, try to approximate it best they can. And all you ever get with those are approximations. With math, mathematics is a science that was born in the imaginations of humans, and we've built the whole thing from the ground up. Math is built on a set of basic axioms that are from our imaginations. I mean, one of the axioms describes what a point is. What if we had an infinitely small speck that doesn't actually exist, but we could use that as a way of locating things? And then if you take an infinite amount of those in a certain way, you get a line, which is actually infinitely thin. You know, what is that? I mean, it's completely in the imagination. It doesn't actually exist. But from all of those kinds of axioms, we've built the entire structure of mathematics. So it remains a perfect, crystalline, beautiful art form, as opposed to the other sciences that we use math to speak in. We speak the other languages in the language of mathematics, but those are not pure sciences. The only pure science is mathematics, and that's what makes it an art.